Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Girl, I am Psy, and welcome to The Psy Effect. Today, I want to share someone who I am grateful for to call friend. He has not only inspired me to pursue my passions, but he's inspiring others as well. You may have seen him on many, many of your favorite movies and television shows, and even in plays. He has been in True Blood, Knight Rider, Days of Our Lives, Desperate Housewives, The Starter Wife, The Game, Middleman, Dollhouse, CSI, The Wire, Everybody Hates Chris, Head Games, CSI, The Bold and the Beautiful, Girlfriends, movies, Peep Game, Get Bruce Lloyd, Three Can Play the Game, Who Killed Bishop Brown, Cordially Invited, Bringing Down the House, Traffic, Ocean's 11. Oh, my God. This dude, I need my asthma pump for a minute. Hold up. Whew, I'm running out of breath just naming everything he's done. I want to introduce you today, Vincent M. Ward. Vincent will discuss how he went from Hollywood to Hollywood with just a dream and a passion today on The Psy Effect. Give a warm Psy Effect welcome to the sexy Vincent. What's happening, baby?
For a minute there, I'm like, is she talking about me?
Man, let me tell you. I'm looking at your body of work, and I swear I had my asthma pump because I knew I was going to run out of breath just naming everything, and that was just page one. Okay, and
yeah,
I didn't even get to the other good stuff that you've been doing. I mean, True Blood, Hot in Cleveland, Days of Our Lives. That's my mom's favorite show.
Like you said, I just been trying to get my grind on, man. You know, I moved out here to L.A. for that, and you know, I get my Rick Ross on every day. I'm hustling.
There you go, and Vincent, I'm so proud of you. You have not only inspired me, you know, we've been friends for over 7, 8, 9, how many years? I mean, a long time, and I've watched you just flourish, you know. You don't talk about it. You are about it. Everything that you spoke about, you have done and doing. And I want to thank you for being you, man.
Honestly, I don't know how to be anything else. I don't know how to be phony. I don't know how to try to make myself bigger than what I am. I just know how to be Vincent Ward because I can't be something that I don't like other people to be or try to be. You know, so I just can be me.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me here today.
It's a pleasure. Now, Vincent, I know about you. You know, we talk for hours, but I got to share you with the fam, the rest of the Psy Effect world and Blog Talk Radio world out there, your Facebook fans who are friends with you but not necessarily know what you're doing. Tell them about Vincent M. Ward. Where are you originally from?
Well, Vincent M. Ward is originally from a small town called Dayton, Ohio. I graduated from a school called Trotwood Madison. I've always been like an entertainer, you know, playing basketball, and I used to dance in a rap group, and I remember dancing during the basketball game. So, you know, I never dreamed about being an actor until one day I went and saw this play, you know, after I got terminated from this, I'm not even going to say the name of the place, from this factory in Dayton. And then, you know, I started working for this shoe company, which moved me to Columbus, Ohio. And then one day I just went and saw this play, and I thought to myself, man, you can do that. And like 2-3 weeks later, they had auditions for that same play company, and I never acted, but I went and auditioned, I got a part.
Wow, that's
But you know, I'm just like the next. I'm just like the guy next door. I'm the, you know, I like you said, I don't talk about it. I just do it.
Just
go in to have
like
fun
Mike.
And pursue. That's right.
Right. Now,
you know,
you were from Dayton, Ohio. Now, where are you residing now? You're the big Cali, L.A., right?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in Los Angeles, California. Been here for like, I'm over here in 2000. I moved here for 2000 and left. You know, I'm not just here for myself, but I'm here for my family and for my city. I always talk about Dayton. I always say, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm from Dayton, and it is what it is. I came out here to pursue my dream, and it really never was a dream. It was never a dream because, you know, I never thought about being an actor. But now I feel like if I can accomplish something, then, you know, maybe somebody can look at me and be like, you know what, he went out there and did it. I'm gonna do my thing. And it doesn't have to be acting. It could be whatever. You know, and I love going home and some of the hardest dudes, you know, them dudes that's been in their life tell me they're proud of me. You know what I mean?
They'd be like,
it makes me
feel
good.
Like,
so
they had that white tank top on, sipping that 40. I'm like, Big B, I saw you on the game, man.
Yeah.
They
hit me on Facebook. They hit me on Facebook and said, it makes me feel good and it makes me try harder.
Yeah.
It really truly does. And it's not about, you know, no ego stuff or conceit or anything like that. It's just being an example and a role model to somebody that I might not even know that's looking at me.
Yeah.
Doing my thing.
So you're definitely my role model, brother, for real. I have watched
Appreciate
you,
it.
And you're welcome. You like the mold, and that's what I pattern. I pattern, you know, everything that you've done, that's what I do on my own when I'm auditioning for things as well. Now, a lot of people think, you know, when they see you, you know, on network television and they see you in the movies and they see you traveling doing the plays, they think a lot of this happens overnight. Can you give everyone the process of a timeline on, you know, where it all started? Where did it begin to where you say, damn, I can do this. I'm doing it.
Let me tell you something. I remember being back in Columbus, because that's where I started, and I did the movie Traffic. And I was like, after Traffic, I was like, you know what? I'm moving to L.A. I'm ready. I moved out here like Vincent Ward is here. Whoop de whoop, what's happening? Man, I didn't get nothing. I didn't get nothing for some years, you know. But it takes time. It takes time. I always tell people, your biggest accomplishment is moving and staying. I know people who came out here for 2-3 months and went right back to where they came from. So if you even stay, that's success to me. It's hard. But, you know, if you believe in yourself and you have faith in God, you know what?
Yeah.
You'll get it. You'll get it eventually.
You're absolutely
get it eventually.
Right. Was there any time that you felt like giving up? I mean, you said it took years. Did you have a moment where you was like, man, this is for the birds. Let me just get back to what I was doing before, you know, coming into this and moving to L.A. Did you ever feel like that?
No. I never felt like that because my thing is, you know, people always ask me, well, if you don't make it, what do you have to fall back on? And I said, you know what? I'm following on what I want. I'm not thinking about, you know, the whole if I don't make it. I put in my mind because I've always been the type of person that I go for it. You know, I strive to be the best in whatever I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how long it takes, but I know in due time I'm going to be a household name. You know, I'm a star on somebody's sitcom or series. And but the thing about it, when I do it, I'm going to bring others along with me. I'm going to go back to Dayton, Ohio and do something positive for my community. That's the difference. And I'm going to say when I get that Oscar, I'm going to really, when I thank God, I'm really going to be thanking God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people say it because it sounds cool.
Right. You know, I want to give a big up to God and haven't prayed or
the head
you know,
of my life. Yeah, whatever.
Right.
You're lying. I mean, ain't nobody perfect, but, you know, don't say it just to be saying it.
Right.
Because I know it could be taken away any day. And, you know, and it's just like the big actor we know that's tripping these days. I ain't going to say his name, but the big actor that's tripping these days, you know, he's finally getting a taste of it.
And, you know, when we done with this interview, you have to tell me who that actor is. I need some names. You know, I'm nosy like that.
Okay. Well, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. He is just straight cracked out right now. I don't know what's wrong with him. He is,
you know, people finally get to a point where they want to be at in life and just mess it up. It's like, come on, man.
You know why? Because they take it for granted. They've had it for a long time. Once you've had it for a long time, usually people who are finally successful, they have unfortunately had to put a lot of things and a lot of people on the back burner in order to pursue their passion or career. So once they make it, they don't have anybody real around them. They don't have any true, real foundation. And that's what make a lot of these people in Hollywood flip, because they don't have anything.
Right.
You have the money, you have the fame, you have everything, but you don't have family, you don't have love.
Right. See, but you know what, if I don't have anything else, I got family. You know what I'm saying? My mom and my dad. My mom and my dad is my road dogs, and they took care of me for 40 years, and it's time for me to take care of them. Well, not for 40 years, but, you know, my teenage life. So, it's time for me to take care of them, you know?
And shout out to mom and dad, because we have to thank mom and dad for you.
Virginia Eddie Ward, what it do, baby?
Hello, Mama Ward, Mama and Daddy Ward. Now, Vincent, tell me, what process do you have when seeking out roles, the right roles for you?
I don't have a process. I just do it. I just do it because if anybody asks me to do something, or, you know, I go in, audition and get it, then I just feel like that's a blessing. You know, I can't sit in there and just be turning stuff down, because that one role you turn down, that might be the one that somebody sees you and be like, okay, we really need to holler at this dude.
Yeah,
you know, so
right.
I ain't turning nothing down but my collar. Now, if it's something crazy, you know, I ain't doing it. Get all that. I ain't doing no homosexual stuff. I'm sorry. I'm not kissing no dude.
No, I
ain't doing that.
You're not going to get naked for the lady? You know, just show the backside while you're in the shower scene or something? You know, you better look.
Y'all want to see all this booty?
You want to see it, you know?
All right, that's something different. I've been working out, you know, it's all right.
Yeah, I know. I've been stalking you on Facebook, checking out your pictures silently. I don't say nothing, but I'd be like, damn, Z, okay. You look good, man.
I just start getting back into it, because if I'm a compete, I have to compete and feel comfortable taking my shirt off. Will and LL and Boris and all them, Morris, they don't have a problem with taking their shirts off.
No, feeling
comfortable. I'm taking mine off. It's like, look.
Yo, flex it. Make your biceps jump.
Man, make it jump.
Now, you say you don't have any high expectations when picking roles out, you know, when seeking roles. Now, but what roles do you prefer if you actually had a choice? What roles do you like to play? You like to be bad guy, funny guy? What do you like to do? Because you've done a lot of different roles.
I'm going to go with what people like to see me. And that's, people like to see, actually see me be the bad guy. And I think it's just because of my height. Yeah, I think it's because of my height and my build and my voice. And sometimes I can, like, really make my sound intimidating. So especially when it comes to plays. Yeah, I'm 6'4", about 250.
Woo, big strong,
but, you know, especially when it comes to plays, you know, I love being the bad guy in plays. But TV and movies, I think I'd rather be the good guy in those.
Yeah, because I'm sure you like the plays, because you get to hear the reaction instantly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that comes from those years of playing basketball and being on the stage dancing, opening up the shows with MC Hammer and Professional Ed and Public Enemy. Yeah, I went old school. I had a dance partner.
Wow.
Big shout out to Broderick
Dumas.
We was called Night and Day.
Let me guess. He was chocolate,
yeah,
and you were the light.
Yeah, yeah. He was 6'5".
What?
Man, I'm telling you, couldn't nobody beat Night and Day. Nobody when it came to dance contests in the Midwest.
Do y'all have a video?
It's on Facebook, going in videos. You see us in concert with Dr. E's and the East Town Posse.
Wow. That is hilarious.
And then it was even funnier. We went to another group called the Slam Syndicate, and we was on the same record company as record label as Vanilla Ice. Ichiban Records.
I remember Ichiban Records. Oh, man. I see, now that's something I didn't know about you. Wow. You learn something every day. That is Now, who is your favorite actor, honey? Who do you like to see or you know, hit the movie screen or television with?
I like my man Jeffrey Wright. You know, the Al Pacinos, Lawrence Fishburne, you know, Denzel, of course. But
yeah.
Jeffrey Wright, I really like Jeffrey Wright. And I got hip to him when he was doing Shaft, when he was playing a Puerto Rican dude, and I didn't even know he was black.
And then his next movie
was Martin Luther King. I'm like, wait a minute, this is not the same dude.
And he's an awesome actor, too. He transforms himself, literally.
And I like Johnny Depp. I like, you know, Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
People like that.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, started.
Go ahead, babe.
He started with 21 Jump Street, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I first saw him, he was Edward Scissorhands. But if you think about it, he's always played like the weird type roles, and that's hard, you know, playing the weird type roles and playing other people.
Absolutely. I got to agree with you. Unless you're just crazy, that's the only way that you're able to just dive into a role like that. You have to be a little touched anyway. I think that's what's wrong with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, man, that dude.
You know, Vincent, do you think acting is a natural ability, or can anyone learn to do it?
Honestly, I think it's sort of natural. Well, I can only speak for myself because I never took any acting classes. The first thing I did was a play. So I guess whatever you put your mind to, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you put your mind to, you can basically do it. If you ain't gonna be able to operate people and all that other stuff. Something like acting, if you have a passion and love, you take it serious and you practice, then I think you can do good.
But I tell you
one thing, everybody can't be a theatrical actor in a theater and do TV, and everybody doing TV and movies can't do theater.
Why do you say that?
Because it's like a different sort of technique. I mean, think about some of the plays you might see on BET, and you see some people that you see on in the movies or on TV, and they suck. A lot of them suck when they try to do theater, you know, because it's a certain way you have to talk, you know, it's projecting and all that other stuff.
Got it. And not only that, it's live.
It's live. And people only know you mess up when you let them know. A lot of times, a lot of people are messing up, but they don't let you know they're messing up.
Right.
It ain't no cutting action in that. It's just straight up go. So if you can do theater, you can do anything, really.
Okay.
So,
now you are also active in your community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you deal with a lot of charities. You raise money for a lot of different charities. Can you explain what you've done and what you're doing right now to raise awareness in your community?
Well, there's something called Lemonade. Lemonade, it was for cancer, finding raising money for for kids that had cancer. And that was, man, that was really fun because we was on Hollywood Boulevard behind a lemonade stand, just basically out there just asking people for money on Hollywood Boulevard on a Saturday. So if you ever been to Hollywood on a Saturday, you already know what's happening. It's crazy.
I know, it's crazy.
and another thing is I'm about to do a marathon for MS.
Wow.
Yeah, on April 3rd, I'm doing a marathon. This is the first time I've, you know, ever did anything like that. I'm doing a marathon. And another thing that I'm doing coming up March 25th is the Vagina Monologues. I couldn't believe I was asked to do something like that. I'm like, what? Because one night, on a Friday night, they have the guys, you know, and on Saturday, they have the women. So they got some guys that you know you've seen on TV and stuff, but I was really honored that I was asked to do something like that.
And plus
when I go home, you know, I go home and speak to students at my old high school. I do something called Duffy's Hope in Wilmington, Delaware. It's like a celebrity softball game.
Okay.
And he has a celebrity basketball game as well, so. You know, if anybody asks me to do something like that, I feel I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to. You are
committed.
Yeah. If you can't do something, if you can't bless somebody else with just your appearance and saying hello, selling some lemonade and shaking some hands and playing some games, then you don't need to be, God don't need to bless you like that.
I know that's right. Now, the ladies want to know your relationship status. Do you have a special someone in your life? You know, I got to get the juicy
dirt. I'm single. You know, I'm single because I'm not married, but I'm not lonely.
That's deep.
Let's put it that way.
Does that mean that you're not? You just chilling, basically. That's what you're saying.
I'm chilling
right now.
Honestly, for the first time in my life, my career has been my woman. I've never put my career be on the grind like I am now. And the reason why I'm grinding so hard because I feel like I'm almost there. I've accomplished some things, but I know in my heart the best is yet to come.
No doubt. So, you know, your woman, she don't mind if you have a girlfriend, does she?
I don't know.
It matters. It's
about what I think. But if that girlfriend can accept my woman, then I have no problem with it.
Okay. So it's going to take a special type of woman. What type of woman attracts Vincent M. Ward?
Personality. You could be beautiful, but if your personality sucks,
a lot of women have the personality of a rock.
Yeah, I like a funny woman. I like a funny, supportive, goals, Christian, just a down woman. You know, I ain't talking about her kissing my butt either. I'm just talking about somebody that you know is down and is genuine. You know, somebody that your parents might like.
Mhm. You know, it has to be somebody that mama like. You can be a pop, you know, but if mom don't like her, you know, it's gonna be problems. You know that, right?
Yeah, but same breath, mama ain't got to stay with it neither.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, mama ain't in that room with her. I'm a simple dude. I've dated women. People like, okay. I dated her because she know how to treat me.
Right, and that's what's important.
That's clicking. That's having chemistry, so.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Now, I know you're busy, and I really thank you for taking the time out to talk to me. But what are you working on now? Give me the rundown on all your projects that you're working on.
Last TV thing, I don't know if anybody saw, some people saw, NCIS, played a police officer on NCIS a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Right now, like I said, I'm getting ready for the Vagina Monologues. I just finished three plays, My Brother's Keeper. nylons and play by life rules. And actually, nylons is backed by popular demand. I'm working on producing some stuff, producing a play called Lord is a Stranger in My House, and we're trying to get Angela Bassett, Loretta Devine, and Michael Beach. Yes, I just put it out there so everybody knows it. I'll tell them we're looking for them to do this gospel play. I have my reality cooking show coming up, Hollywood Chef. It was called Hollywood to Your Hood, but, you know, we're trying to get some people back. We're going to have to change that name a little bit.
Okay.
And, finished doing some writing on a movie I wrote called Choose Your Weapon and another movie called Until Death Did Us Apart. And my play, A Bad Boy's Tale, Choosing Heaven to Hell. So,
wow. You are doing the damn thing, Lee. You are doing the damn thing. I'm so proud of you, and you're just going to be blessed beyond, way beyond measures.
I'm trying to get there.
You're getting there. You're getting there, and you're on the fast track too. Now, let's get into your personal business real quick. What are your pet peeves? What are some things that you just do not like or cannot stand? What irritates you?
The biggest thing I hate is somebody blowing their nose what I'm trying to eat. I hate that. I've actually said things to people in the restaurant about them blowing their nose. That's like, dude, you don't see us over here eating? I hate that. And like I said earlier, you know, just people trying to make themselves more or bigger than what they really are, especially when I know you're lying. You know, you don't have to front. And people claiming that they support you, but when you ask them to come to something, they never come.
And they're the ones that always say, "Yo, man, when you gonna be down here and so and so, when you coming back home?" And then you tell them you're coming back home, and where you hear?
They ain't nowhere to be from.
Crickets.
And the coldest thing about it, say you go home or wherever and you have a play or you win something and they don't come, but yet they go support Tyler Perry or go get their money to somebody that they don't know. My thing is, that's cool, but don't tell me I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hit me. Don't call me and try to brag and say that you know me and try to impress some girl right there because y'all watching something that I'm on. Man, tell her you know me. What? Are you serious? You sound like a... people do that.
Yeah. Be like,
people do that.
And I'll
be like, man, you sound like a straight buster.
Why do they do that, Lee? Why do they do that? I mean...
I don't know.
They not realize? I don't know.
When I change my number, then they'd be like, oh, he's funny. Yeah, I am funny.
Exactly.
I'm funny because you wasn't supportive.
You're exactly right, and I wouldn't even give them that much energy. I'm like, I would be like, whatever, and let them get the voice message.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they'd be getting.
Yeah, because a lot of people, like, after my stuff, they hit me on Facebook, and I don't respond anymore. And it used to bother me. It doesn't bother me anymore. Let's get that straight. It doesn't bother me.
Right.
But don't hit me up because I'm not going to respond to you.
Yeah, and they deserve that.
I can't chase you to be my friend. No,
I know that's right.
Besides,
you're too damn busy to chase anybody. You got time to chase somebody. Now, let me ask you another question. There's a lot of people that are listening, and as I've been promoting this interview on Facebook, a couple of people, you know, they would tell me to ask him, you know, I'm trying to be an actor. What advice, ask Vincent, what kind of advice can he give future actors of the world, people who are trying to get into the industry, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them to, you know what, it's nothing wrong with doing an independent film. It's nothing wrong with doing a student film. Build your reel. Build your confidence. Build your work habit. I always call myself the actor that the director doesn't have to worry about. And that means coming to work on time, being at work, not causing problems, being at work and having your stuff together. Don't go to work and not know your lines. Please.
Mm-hmm.
that's wasting everybody's time, and it's making you look bad. It's making your agent, your manager, your girl, your mama, is making everything
right.
And you making you look bad. But
mm-hmm.
if it's something, if you take it serious, have your business cards together, have your headshots
yeah.
together. You know, don't go somewhere and be like, "Let me, you got a hair, your headshot? No, you got a business card?
No.
be ready
yeah.
so you don't have to get ready. That's what I say.
Be ready so you don't have to get ready. All you aspiring actors and actresses, you've heard it here first. Vincent M. Ward said, be ready so you don't have to get ready. That's self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have done a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, film, television, plays.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing to do? Which one of those three are your most favorite to act in? Television,
plays,
or theater?
Plays, without a shadow of a doubt. Plays.
Why?
Because, I mean, interacting with the people. You know,
mm-hmm.
when people come, most of the time when those people come, they're coming to see you. They're coming to talk to you afterwards. They're coming to take pictures with you. Just interacting with them, you know, letting them showing them that I'm just like you. The difference is I'm up on the stage, you sitting in the seat. I could be sitting in the seat, and you could be up on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, the pay is different, but I don't do everything for money. I do it to make me feel good and make other people feel good.
No doubt.
I love when somebody be like, it's just like the other day I was at the W. And some guy was like, man, I came and saw you and my brother's. I was at my brother's keeper. He was actually there to see somebody else. But he said, I saw you and my brother's keeper. That's Don B. Wells. Shout out to him. And he was like, man, I loved your character. You know, you did your thing. I always go in there. I go in there. I hit that stage. And I hit that stage to make the people happy.
Right.
If I'm going to be bad, I want them to be scared of me.
Mm-hmm.
If I walk out there at the end and they don't boo me, then I didn't do my job.
Wow.
I don't want you to clap. I want you to boo me.
That's amazing.
Might sound weird,
that's
but.
Amazing. No, I understand, especially, you know, the reason I'm quiet, I'm listening, because, you know, I recently started acting, you know, and you were one of the first people that I reached out to when I started, you know, thinking
mm-hmm.
about getting into that field. And everything that you're telling me, I'm envisioning it, and I utilize it myself when I'm auditioning for, you know, different things. And I actually landed a role in an independent film that was
yeah, I remember told me that.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm excited about that, and I attribute all that I've learned from you, you know.
Oh, wow.
And
thank you.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the advice that you've given me. You know, some I've listened to, some I didn't, and I learned.
But you know what, though, Si? You know what? That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. If somebody got a question, don't hesitate to pick up the phone or send an email or something on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You got a question, you look, hit me up on Facebook or email me, Vincent M. Ward at Yahoo.
Right.
You know, it's no big thing. It makes me feel better than anything, to be honest with you, that you trusting in me with your career, what you're trying to do.
And you know what? That's what friends are for, and people have to understand that's what the entertainment business is about, building relationships, and in that you build trust, and that's the
mm-hmm.
foundation of success.
Yeah. And you know something else with plays, or I tell anybody, you know what? I want us all to shine. But if I know a person ain't, you know, they've been messing around, ain't got their lines together, you never stoop down to their level. You make them come up to your level.
Mm.
And if they don't, you still do your thing. And I don't care if it's three or four people in the audience. If you walk out on that stage, you see three or four, even one, you still give it your all, because you know what? You might not, that one person that you that's sitting in that audience might be the person that you need to meet. So
mm-hmm.
you always give it your all. You don't come down because of somebody else ain't doing theirs.
Awesome advice. awesome advice. Now, before we go, we're going to wrap it up. We have 9 minutes left on the show. We're going to play a quick fill-in-the-blank game, real quick, 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 like.
Okay.
Mama used to say, blank.
Make sure you got clean drawers on. No, I'm going to tell you something my mom used to say. And I still use it to this very day. And if anybody come to my house, you know what I'm talking about. You never, mama used to say, you never want anybody to come to your house and then when they leave, talk about you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Always keep up, keep your house up.
Keep the house clean.
So
keep the bathroom clean.
Mm-hmm. Anybody know me, know my house be clean, my car be clean, my body be clean. I just keep it clean.
Even your head, your bald head be shining.
Yeah, it does. It glistens. It be glistening.
Now, the next one, fill in the blank, is if I could turn back time, I would blank.
If I can turn back time, I could turn back time, I would be more cautious with some of choices I made in life.
Wow. We're going to take a quick caller on that one. We have a caller on the holler. Caller 786. What's popping? You have a question for Vincent Ward?
Yeah, I got a question. Yo, Vincent, what's up, man? This your boy, Sweet to the Daddy. What's going on?
There it is. What's going on, Sweet Daddy?
What's going on, man? You got it. Hey, man, a couple questions for you. This one's twofold. The first one, in that everybody hates Chris episode with the Wayne Gretzky jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
You still have that jersey? That's
what
I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Keeping, you know, keeping some keepsakes from the set. Now, that's hot right there, man.
Let me tell you something about that. Everybody Hates Chris. I actually worked on that show for 4 years as Terry Crews' double, his stand-in. And what that means is when Terry was at makeup or hair or wardrobe, I was acting like him. So anything you see him do, I had to do, except for when I was playing myself. So, you know, it was like a family atmosphere on there. And sometimes, you know, I tell people, you know what, don't be ashamed to be somebody's stand-in because I got 5 shows out on Everybody Hates Chris.
Wow.
And I didn't have to audition for none of them.
Really?
Really.
That's what's up right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Who's other question,
doing the damn thing. Second question is, man, that episode of the game when you was in the studio with your boy with that, you know, they kidnapped the young girl, you know, something, right? Just trying to get her to, you know, perform whatever. Well, the man, Soulja Boy said you was fired. Why you ain't pull him upside the head? Hold it real quick.
Because it wasn't in the script.
That's what you improvise,
but
man.
You wanted to,
but
right?
You know what?
I know I wanted to watch it. I'm like, why didn't you just elbow that joker?
Because underneath, I knew I was fired. I knew I would be fired because I didn't handle my business. If you're hired to be the strong arm or something, and your boss telling you to go handle it, and you looking like you scared of some dude that's, you know, 6 inches shorter than you, then of course you're supposed to get fired. Even though it was Pookie from Richmond, I was still supposed to handle my business.
Yep.
And that's why Soldier's like, you know you're fired, right? Because I knew.
Yeah,
you're right. I am
fired. I
want
to hit him through the TV. I want to hit him through the TV.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
man. Thank you,
Sweet
Daddy.
Hey, Vincent,
man.
Much success, man. Yeah, we
appreciate
you,
man.
Much success, man. We're going to be watching for you, man. We've already checked you out on a couple things, so, man. Good luck to you, brother. Appreciate you.
Hey, man. Thanks, bro. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
That was Sweet Daddy Williams, the Side Effect co-host.
Now, that was Sweet to the Daddy.
Sweet to the Daddy.
Yeah.
Man, we're going to wrap it up real quick. We have a couple of minutes left. I want you to give out your Facebook information, any information, how people can get in contact with you. Go ahead and give out your website information.
Okay. My website is www.vincentmward, and that's V-I-N-C-E-N-T MWARD.com, or you can hit me on, you know, Twitter, Vincent M. Ward, or Facebook, Vincent M. Ward.
Hey, simple as that, people. Vincent
and
M.
my
Ward.
Phone number is 777-93-11.
You don't know how many times I'm giving that phone number out.
Man, just put, that, put the right area code on there. 310.
And they so dumb. And they see you the second time around. That number you gave me, it was wrong.
Man.
Exactly. Like, it was wrong on purpose, fool.
Exactly.
Baby, thank you. Thank you for taking time out to talk with us and share your story and your trials and tribulations to get to where you are right now. And I wish you much success. And, you know, one day I want to work with you, Z, so I'm going to be auditioning for some of them plays and you can
direct. Let's make it happen. You heard me? Make it happen. And I just want to say, I want to say hi to my family, too. My mom, my dad, Virginia, Eddie, Lily, the kids, Lou V, Felicia, DeMarco, Vanna, and my grandbaby, Mar-Mar.
Yes.
Love y'all.
He's so adorable. The V clan, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This was Vincent M. Ward. Thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm so excited. I'm tongue-tied right now. I don't even want to end the show right now, but I know Vincent got big things to do. He's on L.A. time, and I'm on the East Coast. I want to thank you all for tuning in. You guys can catch me every week, every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/ that little, you know, line that slide,
the Sigh
Effect. You can catch me there every week. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can email me at thesideeffect@gmail.com. Vincent, good luck.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, baby.
Best wishes. Tell mom and dad I said hello. And
gotcha.
I hope to be seeing you in L.A. soon, honey.
Well, do you know my place is your place, so there it is.
Mikasa, Mikasa, just get my couch ready and I'll bring the pillow in the place.
All right, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And we out. I am Sigh, baby.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thank you for joining in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, check us out next time for more fun and more laughs on The Sigh.